Hey there, and welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today I have another episode for you, but this one has a cool little twist. Diane McPhee, our guest on today's episode, shifted her career from advisor to coaching advisors. She works with several of you on building your business and creating long-term client relationships. Diane's experience and wisdom bring a unique perspective to the podcast, and I'm confident you'll enjoy everything she has to share. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information, and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hi, Diane. Thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. I'm really excited to have you on. Can you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Kate, very much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. So first and foremost, I am a certified financial planner and a professional certified coach, and the designation is PCC for that one. I know from personal research, this is a rather unique combination with very few individuals holding both designations. I owned and operated a private fee-only practice in the Northeast for 17 years as a solo, and then I sold my firm to another NAPFA fee-only firm. At that time in 2006, I launched my coaching and consulting practice, of which I am currently in my 18th year working intimately with financial advisors and their staff, as well as with solo practitioners. I do know firsthand the struggles and the tapestry of a financial advisor's life, and I really truly love what I do.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I am excited to talk to you today because I think you bring a really unique perspective to the podcast. We talk to advisors a lot, but having those professional designations and having been an advisor yourself, but now being on the coaching side, that is a very unique position to be in. And I think it's one that our advisors can get a lot of value out of. They can see things from a different perspective and also hear about some of the stuff that you work with advisors on and how eMoney plays a role into that. So kind of on the eMoney note, what is one thing that you've learned about eMoney in coaching your advisors?
Well, I'll tell you, I've learned from my coaching sessions how wildly popular eMoney is with so many advisors.
I love that.
Yeah. When it first started popping up repeatedly across different advisor clients a few years ago, I said to myself, what is this eMoney phenomena? I must learn more about it. And after researching it and trying out the demo myself, I decided to purchase it for myself and use it for my own planning. Yet I knew that it would enhance my ability to speak the language with each of my advisors if I really got to understand the program myself. So when I probed past the initial realization of how popular it was, of course, I became curious, why is it so popular? And what I learned was that the functionality demonstrated through the ability to create side-by-side comparisons provided such a boost to the advisor's confidence in how their client meetings could become more productive, more engaging, and more interesting. So in my coaching sessions, I always encourage my advisors, make sure you are focused on letting the client participate with you in a lot of these planning options or whatever within eMoney. Don't look at it as a software program. Look at it as something that the client can get excited about as well.
I think it's so cool that you're encouraging them to be collaborative with it and to not just have it be an experience for them alone as the advisor, but also for the client, to bring the client into those conversations about eMoney. So I think that's amazing. What are some of the most valuable ways that you see the advisors that you coach use eMoney?
Well, hands down, it replaces perhaps years ago, the same old agenda that client meetings used to be focused on. They were, client meetings were reduced to over time when you have a client that's been working with you for several years. It used to be all about quarterly reports and quarterly performance and focusing on investments. And though planning, a financial plan may have been done for a client, there wasn't anything other than the initial financial plan for them to circle back and revisit with a client that they had for several years. So I feel that these advisors that are doing that with clients are realizing that, as we all should, that the planning is far more important than an alpha of 1% or 2% for investments. And yet the consumer comes in the door with, hey, I'm watching CNBC, and why is my XYZ investment not up 10%? And so you have to have a really good tool to refocus in a very subtle way. This is what's important for you. And instead, when you have an interactive screen, whether it's in person or virtual, the planning becomes more the focus instead of these quarterly reports and the dreaded focus on investment performance. Now the advisor has an elegant way to educate and engage the client. The other thing I want to say too, the functionality, as I mentioned earlier, and the power of the decision center to help get clients excited about considering all types of possibilities, it's putting the advisor in a respected position in the eyes of a client, because they're facilitating options right there live in front of the client. And in a humble, subtle way, and I tell my advisors, I encourage them, do this in a very humble, subtle way. Don't do it as a self-serving method, but do ask the client, let me pause for a moment. Is this helpful for you to see your planning this way? It's a very gentle question, and it helps the client verbally reinforce, yes, I think this is great. I'm able to see alternative scenarios. So you're again, engaging the client, you're involving the client in the conversation, and also in a very hopeful, humble and subtle way, you are reinforcing what you are bringing to the table. Now, it's interesting. I'd like to approach this question in a different twist. How could advisors be doing more to make using e-money as a collaborative component to their planning, if I may? Would that be all right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. I'm sure there are many advisors out there qualifying as power users of the program. Mm-hmm. Yet, I would hazard a guess that there are just as many folks who have not had the time to dig in and see all that they could be doing. This also happens a lot with CRM software. You know, you get excited about the new fintech program you bought, but yet it's a real challenge and struggle to find the time to learn a lot of the enhanced options in the background. So many advisors, you know, that I coach, as well as many advisors I run into at conferences, they're barely keeping their head above water. They're managing their firms, they're developing their staff, they seek to bring in new clients and be on top of their game. But when it comes to utilizing their own fintech, sometimes that's a struggle. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I'm going to go in the weeds for a moment. I want to highlight two dropdowns in the cash flow report. Before I do that, I want to recognize the full beauty and potential that this cash flow, I love this cash flow report is just phenomenal. I love it, love it, love it. And it's got a lot of potential that it brings to the table, because I wouldn't want a client to take for granted how much they really are getting to absorb in one screen. And especially when you can drill down on some of the columns for more detail. But I wanted to highlight, again, because advisors are busy, perhaps they haven't dug in and learned a few things that I learned along the way and not right in the beginning. One of them was, I wanted to highlight the benefit of using the drop down arrow to the cash flow report, where it says cash flow. If you use a drop down arrow, it says cash flow with portfolio growth. Now, if you have a client that has a healthy nest egg, if you click cash flow with portfolio growth, what you're going to see is, even though there may be a negative red deficit column because the inflows are insufficient to cover the outflows, what's really exciting for a consumer client to see is they see the red column, and that's the first thing they'll say is, why is that red? Does that mean I don't have enough money? And so you're able to say your income is not covering your expenses. But if you look, the growth on your portfolio right next to it is a higher number. So the growth, not the portfolio itself, but the growth is covering your deficit. When you say that to a client, it's preserving the principal, and you know, they're able to cover the deficit, and in some cases a little bit more, you know, have a little extra. But really what's a great realization for the client is that the portfolio is growing, even if it's small or even if it's just preserved, it's despite the needed withdrawal to meet the expenses. When you make that point with a client, they feel a sense of comfort seeing that right in front of them.
That is awesome. There is so much to unpack in that. I think one of the things that I find interesting about what you said, and I'm sure you see this in a very different light than I do, but it seems to be a very common or popular thing that advisors now are really becoming more focused on this idea of comprehensive planning rather than focusing in on one specific area of what being a financial advisor could consist of. And you might have advisors that maybe they could say that their specialty is, you know, retirement planning or insurance. But I feel like for the most part, I'm hearing more and more this idea of I'm really just focused on planning, which I do believe that e-money really lends itself to because we have so many different tools within the application to create that planning process. And you talked about the advisor and client relationship a little bit. And that's something we talk about a lot on the podcast, something we talk about a lot at eMoney, because of course you want that relationship to be one that sticks, one that maintains itself over years and one that is strong. So how do you find advisors that you work with that use eMoney? How are they using it as a collaborative component of planning?
Well, and actually, before I'm going to go there, I want to recognize something that you made me think of when you mentioned this. Let's assume for a moment that either an advisor has a focus on investment planning predominantly, or more typically, a prospect sometimes comes in and it's almost as if they have a chip on their shoulder and they'll say, "Listen, I don't want to plan."
Interesting.
Just flat out, I don't want to plan. I just want you to manage. You know, I want you to imagine, yeah, I don't need a plan. I don't need a, and so I often say to my advisors, just don't worry, take a breath, let them come in with whatever preconceived notion they have. And perhaps that's because many prospects and or clients are like, oh, I don't want to do all this data collection. I don't want to have to send this all to you, blah, 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 blah. So a lot of advisors, they'll do modular planning and they'll gently insert the planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that word? Unwittingly. Yeah. Unwittingly. They'll gently insert planning into the conversations, into the meetings, even if they have to lead with the investment to settle a prickly person for a moment.
Right.
They could at least make sure that it's not the prospect or client that sets the agenda when planning is really very important. The other thing is in days of old, it used to be the, 30-pound book that was the financial plan. So, we've gotten away from that. And eMoney is a phenomenal example of how it's not even just technology. It's the playground. It's the playground for a planner and a client to just play around together, and that's far more engaging. So even somebody who comes in a little bit with a chip on their shoulder, I would say to them, not to worry, we're going to get to your investments, not to worry, we are definitely going to be, covering your investments as part and parcel of the whole. And I used to say pizza pie. I'm like, investments is one slice of the pizza pie, but let's look at the whole picture. So maybe instead of advisors using comprehensive or holistic, which sometimes is phenomenal and works well, and other times you have to read the person in front of you and say to yourself, how can I make this comfortable for them? And that's really important. It truly is. One other thing before I go to the collaboration, we cannot forget, though some clients are very savvy, that many are innocent, and advisors take for granted the knowledge that we possess when we're expressing concepts to a client or whatever, where we need to express it in terms where they can actually see how they benefit. So there's a feel-good moment in the meeting. I feel as if eMoney is a very comfortable platform to be with the client, whether it's virtual or in person, show them things, and then have them see that feel good moment. And to what I mentioned earlier, you just pause for a moment and say, is this helpful? Or do you see how this can help you in the future? Gentle questions to reinforce their ability to understand that the planning is so important. Final thing about in the weeds, three tabs over from the cash flow tab is a tab titled withdrawals. And I didn't know this right away. I didn't go through all the tabs. I jumped right into the program and I'm playing, you know, like many advisors probably. And I'm jumping all around. And so I called your support team, and you have an excellent support team there. And I said, where is it that I saw a PWR, portfolio withdrawal rate? Where is it that I saw that screen? And he said, it's in the withdrawals tab on cash flow. And I'm like, oh, okay, I couldn't find it. Well, the reason why that's also important for an end client of an advisor, you can discuss maybe 30,000 foot level, the William Bengen 4% rule from days gone by in the past. And then you open the door to a guardrails conversation, and you can pull up the withdrawals tab of a cash flow and show the portfolio withdrawal rate if the deficits were to be met by the portfolio in retirement. Now, mind you, this is not the young person accumulating. Much of what I'm referencing here is retirement clients. And you can show them these are areas that truly resonate with the end client when they can see, oh, okay, so my portfolio withdrawal rate is 4.8. That's not bad, right? I'm like, no, it's not bad at all. And so then you go through years and years and years to make sure that they're not withdrawing at 8% a year for 6 years in a row. That's not going to be good.
Right.
So those are some things that I, you know, it was a little bit of a twist where I wanted to make sure I mentioned that perhaps advisors haven't had the time to find like just those two simple things, the withdrawal tab on the cash flow, maybe the power users have, but not everybody has. And also the fact that just the cash flow report in and of itself is great.
It's a well-loved one. It's a well-loved one for sure. And what you said about the decision center and the whole nice way to kind of say to clients, is this helpful? That is a great suggestion on how an advisor can utilize eMoney to get feedback on how the collaborative experience is between them and the client.
Yeah. And it's very gentle. It's very, you know, it's not, you don't want it to look like you're self-serving, like it's trying to pump yourself up. You have to do it in a classy way and just say, let me pause for a moment, or let me hit the pause button. I often say, you know, don't say things like, am I going too fast? That's condescending. Don't say things like, do you understand? That's condescending. You just have to, you know, very carefully watch your language, because you could have a great moment going on and you want to make sure you gently ask and pause in the right manner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great advice for advisors who are listening. And those things, you know, they're innocent questions, the do you understand, but it is important to recognize maybe how that could be perceived from the client's perspective as they're sitting with the advisor and they're going through things in the application and that type of scenario.
Yes. Now, to your question, you know, how do they work with using eMoney as a collaborative component of planning? I encourage my advisors to consistently and periodically remind their clients to visit the client website. That is so key. They can see on their own overview screen, they can see when the client last visited the website. So you can see which clients are going in and looking, which aren't. And it's more common, like for instance, when people try to do a financial plan, it's more common that prospects and clients drag their heels in a maddening manner. They drag their heels getting information, so it slogs up the whole process. Well, this is another area, portals and vaults and client website and eMoney. These are areas where there's a little bit of reluctance. So you might need some upfront time. And even if you're an advisor and you say, well, you know, Diane, I don't have time for all of this, you can have a support staff person in your office say, listen, I'd like to take 10 minutes and show you how you can hop on your website on a Saturday morning. And so you have to try to keep front and center how important it is to say to clients, this is your website. This is created for you. It's really cool. And you can show them, like if you take a few minutes and show them on a share screen, how you can walk them through the menu bar and you drop down various reports, you know, you drop down balance sheet, cash flow, you drop down the investments, you drop down the analysis tab of the investments. These are areas that a client would find interesting, but they're likely not going to go searching on their own if it would make it more comfortable to have you show them first. So I encourage them, tell your clients to revisit the financial presentation that you might have in their vault. If there's any questions, even if it's a Saturday morning, email me any questions that may pop up for you These are ways that an advisor can show that, hey, I want you to use this to your full advantage. I'm here for you. You can access me by email. Don't put additional pressure on yourself. Explain to a client upfront. Listen, email me any questions you have. If I'm in client meetings in that next following week, please be patient. I'll acknowledge that I got your email. If it's not critical, I will get back to you. If it's critical, I'll get back to you. But if it's not a critical question, please know that I already acknowledged that I did get it. And we will follow up. This way, there's no ticking pressure on the advisor. Oh, six people questioned me on Saturday morning from their e-money. I always say to them, well, set the expectation that you're not going to respond to them on Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Right. Right.
So that, and then one other thing, which is almost like an add-on of work, but I do encourage my advisors, ask them if they would like you to provide an alternative scenario of any sort, or did the scenarios that you already covered for them, are they good on those? Do they need a little more time with them? There's no rush to any of this. And just help them get very, very comfortable with the cash flow reports so they can monitor their lifestyle spending. And I always say the same thing. As a CFP, I say this, it is far more important that the portfolio matches the sustainability of assets inside a financial plan versus the portfolio trying to beat the S&P 500.
Very good points and very good advice for advisors who are listening. I love that you talked about the client portal, because that is an area where so many advisors could use that to do exactly what we're talking about, to A, make it a more collaborative process, and B, use it as a tool to strengthen that relationship with their clients. The more the clients have, the better understanding that their clients have about their financial outlook, what decisions they make, and how that could impact their financial plan as a whole, the better the relationship is going to be, because it kind of takes a little bit of that fear out of them when they have an understanding of where their money's going, what it's doing, and all of the details around that. So love that you talked about that.
Yeah. Real quick add-on to that is when, as an advisor, you can say to somebody, hey, I'm going to send you a revised cash flow showing that you're going to rent your house. You're going to buy in another state. You're keeping your home, but you want to rent it before you sell it. So I'd like to show a scenario that we haven't covered yet. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'm going to put that report in your vault. We don't need to have a whole meeting. And I don't want the advisor to sound like they're putting the client off, but the advisor can't have 22 meetings a year. So they have to set the expectation that we're going to work in a very interactive fashion. And this is why the client website is so valuable. You can pull this up on a Sunday, a Saturday, and take your time and read the report that I put in the vault. And then you can go ahead and email me the following week and tell me your thoughts. That's why it's so valuable to get them to start doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah, those real nitty-gritty examples, I think, are exactly the takeaways that advisors need to say, okay, what am I implementing right now into my planning experience for my clients? And what can I start implementing from here on out? And where can we take these things? So great advice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
What is an area of opportunity that you see for eMoney to provide value to our advisors in planning?
One area actually that's quite exciting is what your most recent podcast, My Plan. It's in the works. It's in the pipeline. And you and Chris covered it. And I would encourage advisors to listen to that knowledge podcast. That's going to be an exciting feature for next year. And I would tell my advisors, make sure you listen to that because it is coming down the pike. The other thing is when you have support calls, which are excellent, by the way, make sure you encourage your support team can encourage the advisors to let their colleagues know that they can call support. You know, don't hesitate. I find a lot of advisors, it's not just eMoney, there's several fintech, they don't call the support. Now, some may call a lot. And the ones that do, I say to them, did you give it a really good try before you? It's like when I call your support team, I say, listen, I went through your tutorials. I went through your video. I went through your text. So you are not talking to somebody that was lazy mentally. You know? And I make a joke because I know people can be lazy mentally. The first thing they do is call. I'm like, did you even try? But For those that are on the other end of the spectrum, they don't ever call support and they're like slogging on their own and they don't have time to like watch the tutorial a second time. Sometimes your support, they're so good. Literally in like 6 or 7 minutes, they'll say, oh, do this and do this. Like similar to my withdrawals. I just completely forgot to go 3 tabs over. I could not remember where that portfolio withdrawal rate was. And yet, when the support speak to advisors, they can see which ones are giving it a good college try and which ones aren't. But there are people out there that aren't using the support and they could be. So I would say that, you know, to encourage, which you all do in your emails, please use us.
Absolutely. Yes. The support is there. That is their job. They are here to help. And of course, we hope that people visit the help menu, check out those resources before necessarily calling in. But really, that's why they're there and we're here to help. So the overall goal is to accomplish what they're looking to do in e-money. So hopefully that can help them. And yes, with my plan, I'm so excited for 2025 and what's kind of coming down the pipeline with that. So I hope that people listen to that episode and that they get excited for the My Plan features and everything that is to come. That feature alone really plays a role into hopefully strengthening that advisor-client relationship, bringing more value to the end client. So I'm really excited to see where that will continue to go as well.
Good, good. I am too.
What value do you see eMoney bringing to your advisors and clients? Really on that end client note, I love to end on this note because I feel like, I mean, personally, of course, I feel like there's a lot of value, but from your perspective, what value do you see eMoney bringing to your advisors and clients?
Yeah. And this is a great end note. From my perspective, and I'm very, very big on this word clarity. From my perspective, I feel that clarity and confidence in moving forward with a plan. And simply in that short sentence, that is both for the advisor and for the client. There's clarity and there's confidence in moving forward. And even if there was a curveball in the future, again, there's the flexibility and the capability to then model a new scenario showing, all right, things have changed. Let's take a look. So that clarity and confidence is huge value. This is fun for me because I'm a fun person. I always like a playground, always want a playground. I believe that eMoney is offering a playground for both advisor and client to test out possibilities in a safe environment because the advisor is right there with them, whether it's virtual or in person, as their partner. And I've always been that person that says there's no stupid question. There's no stupid idea to raise. This is a safe environment. I'm your advisor. And please don't ever feel hesitant to ask me anything you want to. So the fact that eMoney has the ability to the advisor fields a question and says, okay, let's take a look at that. And then the other thing is there's a clean, fresh overview screen. And I feel like that acts as a one-stop shop. And I would say to a client, you know, here's your one-stop shop. We've got everything on here. If you go to your client website, your homepage, you've got your accounts, you've got your mortgage, you've got everything right there on one page. And that in itself, I don't know where else they have that as easily and as clean and crisp, which it's not stodgy looking. Their client website is everything right there at their disposal. And that really should not be taken for granted. And in conclusion, I want to say, I'm sure the more time an advisor can spend digging into a number of the sub-reports, the more chance that one or two of those sub-reports that they discover could actually apply directly to a particular client over and over again in different ways with different clients. So yes, you all should keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, I think that that's a great takeaway. I love to hear advisors are always looking for how can I bring more value to my clients? And we as a company are always looking for how can we help advisors to bring more value to their clients. So it's great to hear both the areas of opportunity and how you see eMoney currently doing that for advisors. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to have the chat with you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Diane was such a fun guest to have on our show. She brings such energy, and it's very evident how passionate she is about creating a positive planning experience for both you, the advisor, and for your clients. Have any questions about what Diane and I talked about today? Would you like to be featured on the Knowledge Base podcast? Shoot us a message about any podcast-related items at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. Catch you on another episode soon.